Shivaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So we are reading from 8th Canto, chapter 12, verse 42 or 46?
41.
Okay, there is no other, so I will be the only one to say the verse, I guess.
Sri Sukha Uvacha.
Sri Sukha Uvacha.
Evam Bhagavatam Rajan.
Evam Bhagavatam Rajan.
Evam Bhagavata Rajan.
Evam Bhagavata Rajan.
Srivat Sankina Satkrita.
Srivat
Sankina Satkrita.
Srivat Sankina Satkrita.
Amantriyatam Parikramya. Amantriyatam Parikramya.
Amantriyatam Parikramya.
Sagana Svalayam Yayo.
Sagana Svalayam Yayo.
Sagana Svalayam Yayo.
Sagana Svalayam Yayo.
Sri Sukha Uvacha.
Sri Sukha Uvacha.
Sri Sukadev Goswami said.
Sri Sukadev Goswami said.
Evam.
Evam.
Thus.
Thus.
Bhagavata.
Bhagavata.
By the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
By the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Rajan.
Rajan.
O King.
O King.
Srivatsa Ankena.
Srivatsa Ankena.
Who always carries the mark of Srivats on his breast.
Who always carries the mark of Srivats on his breast.
Satkritaha.
Satkritaha.
Being very much applauded.
Being very much applauded.
Amantriya.
Amantriya.
Taking permission.
Taking permission.
Or taking permission from.
Taking permission from
him. Parikramya.
Parikramya.
Circumambulating.
Circumambulating.
Sagana.
Sagana.
With his associates.
With his associates.
Svalayam.
Svalayam.
To his own abode.
His own abode.
Yayo.
Yayo.
Went back. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Lesa Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Sukadev Goswami said, O King, having thus been praised by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who bears the mark of Srivat on his chest, Lord Shiva circumambulated him. Then, after taking permission from him, Lord Shiva returned to his abode, Kailash, along with his associates. Purport. Srila Vishvana Chakravarti Thakur remarks that when Lord Shiva was offering obeisances unto Lord Vishnu arose and embraced him. Beautiful, no? Therefore, the word Srivatsankena is used here. The mark of Srivats adorned the chest of Lord Vishnu. And therefore, when Lord Vishnu embraced Lord Shiva while being circumambulated, the Srivats mark touched Lord Shiva's bosom. Om Agyanati Mirandasyam Gyanam Janam Shalakayam Chakshurun Militam Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Ina Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Zapadantikam Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Pema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Goradvishe Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanshakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripam Tamaham Vande Siguru Dinatarinam.
So, first I want to thank you very much for coming this morning to the program and to the class of Bhagavatam, and I would like to ask for your blessing to be able to say something, especially for the senior devotees. I'm just a little Vaishnava, but the Vaishnavas have asked me to speak, so I will try to do my best. Although I feel shy always. That was the desire of Srila Prabhupada, that we try to say something. Start because I have so many things. When speaking about Krishna, it's difficult to know from where to start because it's such a wide subject. But there was a room, a very small room, with no windows, only one door, and very thick walls, like stone walls, and a very also thick wooden door. And that room, inside that room, was lying a very beautiful personality, lying on the bare floor, on the stone itself, you know, like cold stone, maybe not so cold because the climate was quite good, but bare room, nothing inside, only stone room. And one very beautiful, golden personality lying on the floor with not moving even from one inch, motionless. This is one of the way that Swarup Damodar would discover his dear Lord and Master when he would enter into the room every morning, motionless golden form lying on the ground. That form, even more beautiful than the form of Mohini Murti. And more beautiful, because in the form of Mohini Murti, Krishna just manifested some aspect of his beauty, but not fully. Yet, already all the demigods and the asura, they were gone, no? Because the beauty of Krishna is unlimited. And Prabhupada said, we were reading in Nectar of Devotion, Krishna means who possesses attractiveness in its fullness. There is no aspect of attractiveness which is not present in Krishna's divine form. We cannot really understand the wideness of Krishna's beauty, because we have no experience of unlimited things. In our world, this is the world of limited reality, and everything we experience is limited. No? Unlimited beauty, we don't know what is this. We know only, drops of so-called beauty. What is existing in this world is not even real beauty, because beauty doesn't exist in material world. Beauty is from another reality. That is beauty. So unlimited beauty is like an experience of, what we could say, an oceanic experience that enters through your eyes and reaches your heart and then transports you in its wave to some shore somewhere, if you ever reach some shore. So when Lord Krishna appeared as Mohini Murti, he manifested his beauty in woman features. Krishna likes to do this. Even in Vraj, Krishna likes to take the garments of woman and to dress himself as a gopi, no? And he becomes very beautiful at such times. Still having his own color, but wearing a sari. With Krishna in his body, he has at the same time the feminine beauty and masculine beauty perfectly harmonized together. So if he puts on a sari, then he becomes the most beautiful girl. Or let's say, second most beautiful girl. And if he dresses as a boy, then he looks like the most beautiful boy. So Lord Shiva became completely amazed. We have to know that Lord Shiva cannot be captivated by material energy. It's impossible. But because that was not material energy, that was not material, that was real beauty from the divine body of Krishna himself. Then Lord Shiva became attracted, but actually that attraction was a pure love. He was attracted by the form of Krishna. There was no other form that could have ever, confused Lord Shiva. It's not possible. Vaishnava Namyata Shambhu, he is the topmost of all Vaishnava. He is fully like, someone was saying the other day, absorbed in constant meditation, constantly offering his obeisances to all living entities and to his worshipable Lord, which is Lord Shankarshan. Lord Shiva worships Lord Shankarshan in his beautiful whitish form of Krishna. But when Krishna appeared as Mohini, he could just sweep away all the meditation of Lord Shiva. This is Krishna's play. Krishna is playing with his devotee, no? Krishna is called Lila Purushottam. Yeah? Lord Ram is a Maryada Purushottam. Krishna is Lila Purushottam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead who likes to do some pastime. Lord Rama is Maryada Purushottam, means Supreme Personality of Godhead, who abides perfectly by the law of Dharma. He never trespassed even 1 millimeter the law of Dharma. And Lord Chaitanya is a Prema Purushottam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who manifests the topmost reality of pure love and spread that love everywhere. So different pastimes, but Krishna is Lila Purushottam. So Krishna likes to play with his devotees, and he decided now to play with Lord Shiva. And in the form of Mohini Muti, Krishna started playing the ball and moving. This is Krishna moving, you know, every step is a dance, every word is a song. When Krishna does one movement, this becomes the most beautiful dance ever. So Lord Shiva was completely fascinated by this divine beauty, and when Mohini Murti just started to walk swiftly, he could not do anything else but try to follow her, because he's a transcendental Cupid. Krishna is a transcendental Cupid. If we can see the divine form of Krishna, and if Krishna goes somewhere, naturally we will be attracted to follow that form. This is a symptom that the form of Krishna, if it comes in front of your eyes, then you cannot withdraw your eyes from that beauty. This is not possible. Otherwise Krishna would not be all attractive. It's not possible to withdraw the eyes from, because the eyes are, how to say, swallowed by the objects of the vision. He is the Rishikesha, no? The controller of the senses. So when your senses enter in contact with Krishna, it's like magnet. You cannot withdraw them because you're not the controller of the senses. He is the controller of the senses. So then you just become attracted. Lord Shiva started running behind Mohini Murti. And because Krishna is really a player, he decided to go wherever all the great sages of the universe were staying, in order to make, how to say, to make a fun with Lord Shiva. No. Krishna likes also to ridicule his devotees. Yes, externally. Sometimes. This is also part of the play. And at the end, finally we can see how Krishna was so pleased. No? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, which is one of our very beautiful acharya, one of the great jewels among the acharya, Shiromani. Shiromani. Sometimes Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is called Acharya Shiromani, the crest jewel among all the acharyas, because he wrote so incredible commentaries. And here he is remarking, because in his divine realization, in his heart, Vishwanath is remarking. He can, because he is situated on the same platform as Sukadeva Goswami, who spoke the Bhagavatam. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is also an eternal associate of Radha and Krishna in Vraj, who is Vinoda Maharaj. So he remarks that when Lord Shiva was offering obeisances unto Lord Vishnu arose and embraced him. This is the beauty of the Supreme Lord. He is the compassion. Can you imagine? After doing this, I guess he again assumed his form as Lord Vishnu. I guess it's not Mohini Moti who impressed Shiva. No?
In the previous verse it says that he assumed his original form.
Okay.
Verses back, it mentions
so he resumed his original form, and yes, thus he resumed his original form and spoke his form. And then he just lifted Mahadev, who was offering obeisances on the floor, he lifted him and embraced him. This is amazing. It is amazing to realize how the Supreme Lord is dealing with his devotees. And Vishvana Chakravarti Thakur goes further because he is a very beautiful poet. He said that when he embraced him, the mart of Shivas adorning the chest of Lord Vishnu touched the chest of Lord Shiva. Can you imagine this blessing of being embraced by the Supreme Personality of Godhead? What kind of sensation it could produce? No? Satan Goswami received such grace also when he arrived in Varanasi, in the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya. You know the story. Mahaprabhu said to Chandrasekhar, there is a Vaishnava in front of your door, and please go and invite him to come. And Chandrasekhar went. He opened the door, but he didn't see any Vaishnava. So he came back and said to Mahaprabhu, "Oh Prabhu," because they are calling Mahaprabhu, "Prabhu, Prabhu, there is no Vaishnava." And Lord Chaitanya asked him, "Are you sure? Was there someone at least? Was there someone?" He said, "Oh, there was some dervish, Muslim there, down the stairs. There was some dervish with a beard, and dervish means like some, you know, this fakir, some kind of fakir." And Mahaprabhu said, "Yes, ask him to come in." Chandrasekhar was confused. "You want to see him?" Mahaprabhu said, "Yes." So Chandrasekhar went and he called, "Darvish, I don't know what you have done, but you are fortunate. So the Lord wants to see you. Please come, enter." And Satan Goswami just, because the Prabhupada said Satan Goswami is the embodiment of humility, he just rose slowly and climbed a few steps leading to the door of this beautiful house, which we can see still nowadays. The door is there, the house is there, the courtyard is there. And when Satan Goswami arrived, when Mahaprabhu saw the form of Satan Goswami in the doorway, he just stood up and ran towards Satan and embraced him. But when Kaviraj Goswami said that when the divine hand of Mahaprabhu touched the body of Satan Goswami, at that time waves of pure love entered into the body of Satan, and he became overwhelmed by all the symptoms of ecstasy. Tears started to flood from his eyes. His body started to, what do you say, shiver, puloka. Puloka sharira means trembling. But this is not this is a sweet trembling. Like, not like there is also the hard trembling when Mahaprabhu was sometimes, you know, really shaking of the limbs. And this is pulaka, means very soft. And then Mahaprabhu took Satan Goswami in his heart. Krishna likes to do this. This is his way to reciprocate with his devotees. Yes. Krishna is Abhimana Shunya. He has no ego. He doesn't think he is better than someone else. He thinks he is an ordinary person. And Krishna actually is valuing everyone more than himself. This is the very aspect of Krishna, that he has no false pride. He's seeing everybody as a very special person and very dear to him, no? Surida Sarvabhutana. So to those who are his devotees, Krishna is completely, by those who are his devotees, Krishna is completely swallowed, like he said to Ambarish Maharaj, Sadavori Daya Mahim. All these devotees, they are like my heart and soul. In order to reciprocate, Krishna doesn't know what to do, because the devotee offers his life and soul to Krishna. So how can Krishna reciprocate? Krishna cannot reciprocate properly. I mean, he thinks he cannot reciprocate properly in the beauty of his love. Krishna always thinks he is defeated. So in order to try to reciprocate to the devotion of Shiva, Krishna just embraced him. What kind of greater boon could we aspire to? No? To be embraced by the Supreme Lord. So, this is the beauty of Krishna, the beauty of Krishna's form. This is the aspect of Bhagavan. Krishna's form is of unlimited beauty, Sat Chit Ananda, and that beauty, the beauty of his form, actually is only this the superficial and visible part of his beauty. Just like the surface. It's just the surface of his internal beauty. The external beauty of Krishna. It's just the surface of his internal beauty. Because the beauty comes from the heart. In our world, it's a little bit different. Sometimes you see some beautiful men or some beautiful women, but when they start to speak, they lose all their beauty, because the words they say sometimes is so nasty, you know. All beauty is lost, no? But beauty comes from the heart. Sometimes you may see someone who is appearing even ugly, but if he speaks something beautiful, then to our eyes that person becomes beautiful, no? We can appreciate the beauty of that person. So beauty comes from the heart. And in the spiritual world, because there is no difference between the heart and the body, the beauty of Krishna coming from the core of his heart is manifesting outside in the form, in his divine form. Shamsundar. So we cannot imagine such reality, the beauty. So we are now speaking about the external beauty of Krishna. This is Mohini Murti. But I was thinking, there is one verse in Brihad Bhagavatamrita by that very Sanatana Goswami who received the embrace of Mahaprabhu, and few days later after the embrace received the instruction of Lord Chaitanya to write down all what he transferred from his heart into his heart. Well, Prabhupada explained that Mahaprabhu actually really transferred his heart into Rupa and Sanatana's heart. Like, and this is mainly done by embrace. Like Narottam Das Thakur. You know the story Narottam Das Thakur and Premathali in Ramakeli? Mahaprabhu was passing near the Padma River in what is nowadays Bangladesh, but at that time there was no border, and then he started calling the name of Narottam. So the old devotees, they were asking, who is that Narottam? They didn't know. And Lord Nityananda guessed that maybe this is some personality who will soon take birth. And Mahaprabhu went to the shore of the Padma River, which is actually the Ganga River, but this is the delta. It's a huge, very wide. At that place, the Ganga becomes very, very wide. And he said to Ganga Devi, I want to deposit within your water all my love. All the love that I have come to give to the world, I want to deposit it in your water. And you will have to give it back to Narottam in the future when he will come. And Ganga Devi said, oh, how can I recognize him? I don't know this person. Mahaprabhu said, that will be easy. As soon as his feet will touch your water, your water will, how say, rest. Your water will rest. You will understand. Then Mahaprabhu took bath in the Ganga and just empowered this place, which is called now Premathali. Please go there and take bath. You can. And when Narottam Das Thakur came a few years later, he was a young adolescent, I think something 15 years old. And he came that morning on the shore of the Padma River, and when he touched the water with his feet, the water started to rise. Then when Narottam entered into the water, actually Mahaprabhu appeared and embraced Narottam. Then Narottam's body became golden, like Mahaprabhu's body. It became so much golden that when he came out of the water, he was completely overwhelmed by pure love for Krishna. And he was just wandering on the bank of the river. And when the people saw him, they didn't recognize him. They said, who is that person? Even though they were the villagers who knew him before, even his parents could not recognize him because he was golden. He became golden. So by embracing Satan Goswami and here by embracing Lord Shiva, this is, Lord is transferring his divine, how to say, mercy into the heart of his devotee. There is a heart to heart transaction. You know, bhakti is a heart to heart transaction between the devotee and the Lord. And Satan Goswami wrote, so by the blessing of Mahaprabhu in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, this is a beautiful verse among all the jewels that he
composed.
That he composed in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, which is extraordinary treasure of wonderful reality. That verse was saying that more dear to the Lord than his own form is the divine sound of his holy name. So when Krishna was in Dwarka, we know that one day he passed in while roaming, wandering in the beautiful garden of Navabrindavan. Krishna was in the mood of very sad mood, actually. Krishna in Dwarka is always sad. Now we will celebrate the Ratha Yatra very soon. This is a very very big tragedy. This is the greatest tragedy of the universe, Ratha Yatra. This is how the prince of Dwarka, he is completely cast into separation from his dearest devotees, and how he's living so far from his own life. Very painful, because every feelings of Krishna, they are unlimited. He has all the same feelings like us, but in an unlimited dimension. So one day he was wandering pacify a little bit his feeling of separation from Vraj. They made a garden in the palace of Dwarka, exactly replica of the divine land of Vraj, with Govardhan, with the Yamuna, with all bushes and trees at the same place. This was done by Vishvakarma, the architect of the demigods. So he made exact replica in order for Krishna to go there and just to feel the atmosphere of Vraj. But Krishna would not go very often, because when he would enter there, then he would become more sad. But with the beautiful long story of Lalita Madhava, Rupa Goswami wrote, also empowered like his divine brother Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami was also embraced by Mahaprabhu. And I will not enter into the whole story, but one day Krishna was wandering in the Navabraj garden, and he saw his reflection on a pillar, because all the pillars there, they are made by jewels, like crystal or diamond or emerald, you know. So he saw his reflection, and when he saw that reflection, because Krishna doesn't think so much about himself, he thinks about his devotee always. So when he saw that reflection, he became amazed, and he said, "Oh, what is this for?" And his eyes became also caught by the beauty, and he could not move anymore, but just looking that form, he said, "Who's that person? Nobody ever told me that there was such beauty in this world." So for some moment he lost, you know, all his
senses
and just became absorbed in this, because the beauty of his form is unlimited. It is also, Krishna is all attractive, so he is also attractive to himself, and he is also unlimitedly attracted by his own form. But Sanatana Goswami said, "Dearer to the Lord and his own divine form is the sublime song of his holy name." So when we sing the name of Krishna, this is so dear to him. No? It's very... And this is the life of Harinam Asham. No? Prabhupada brought us what is dearer to the Lord than his own unlimitedly beautiful form. And Prabhupada gave us that name and just asked us, "Please chant this name with all your heart." No? This is just Prabhupada begging us, like Lord Nityananda was begging everyone, please chant the name of Gauranga. So Prabhupada came and in that very place, Prabhupada started to give that treasure. Because Prabhupada knew Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Prabhupada knew all these things. Prabhupada is an eternal associate of Radha and Krishna. They don't need to learn the books. All the books, they are in their heart for eternity. They just write them again and again from time to time. This is not the first time Prabhupada is writing the Bhagavatam. He's doing this always. You see, this service for eternity. Brihad Bhagavatamrita was not written only once by Satan Goswami, but every time when Mahaprabhu appears, Satan Goswami appears, and he writes down Brihad Bhagavatamrita. It is eternally existing in the transcendental world, but they are just putting this book accessible to us in this plane of reality. There are many more shastras. Some shastra in Braj, they are put into this Granta Samadhi. Some books of Rupa and Sanatana, they have been buried into the ground because they have been judged too much elevated for us to understand them. So they buried them into the ground and they made the Samadhi. We don't know what book are they. So this is what Krishna came to experiment when he came in his form as Gauranga. He came to experiment that sound of his own holy name and to be transported by that sound. And that what is the effect of that sound on the Lord himself is that he enter such a state that Swarup Damodar would find him lying on the floor barefoot in the morning, motionless like this. Mahaprabhu could never sleep. Mahaprabhu could not sleep because when intensity of spiritual experience become too much, then people cannot sleep. This is why Prabhupada could not sleep also. Prabhupada always used the excuse, oh, there is some bell ringing in my head. I have headache, I cannot. But this is not out of pain that Prabhupada could not sleep. This is his humility. This is out of ecstasy. Too much love. When there is too much love, you cannot sleep. Too much love and compassion. Because that energy is just like electricity. It keeping you awake. Because Sri Chaitanya Kripa Bharabhu Vibhuva, they are transporting the mercy of Mahaprabhu in their heart on the surface of this planet. Prabhupada was transporting the unlimited mercy of Mahaprabhu in his heart. So when you're transporting that, you're just living in an ocean of love. It's like ocean of love. Prabhupada is like an ocean of love. No? And Manhattan has been flooded by Prabhupada's footsteps. And so Harinam Ashram, I feel, is really responding to the heart desire of Prabhupada. Really, really. Not only Harinam Ashram, but Harinam Ashram among others is really responding to Prabhupada's desire, because Prabhupada wanted us to enter into this mystery, the mystery of prema. And the mystery of prema, we enter into it by Sudanam Sankirtan, chanting purely the holy name. When Gop Kumar reached to Vaikuntha, and he wanted to, not Vaikuntha, when he reached to the abode of liberation and he met the Vaikuntha Duta, the messenger of Lord Vishnu. And they told him about the divine realm of Vaikuntha. Gop Kumar, in his desire, wanted to go there. But they told him, from here you cannot go there. If you want to go there, you have to go down in Vraj, on the Hearth planet. And there you have to engage in Shuddhanam Sankirtan, Premanam Sankirtan. You will have to change the holy name of the Lord, but who is a pure love. This is the only way you can access into that world. Yes? That's what Prabhupada wanted us to do. No? Prabhupada wanted us to go back home, back to Godhead. It's not possible to enter into the kingdom of God, according to the Vaikuntha Duta, without performing Shuddhanam Sankirtan, chanting purely, or Premanam Sankirtan, the name of the Lord purely. And for this we have to really take it at heart, this gift that Prabhupada gave us, this name. You know, every morning when Krishna wakes up, Madhvacharya Yashoda tells him, now you have to do your mantra japa. You have to recite the mantra that the great sages gave to you. And Krishna has a room in his quarters, apartments. Krishna has a special room for meditation. There he sat and he does his mantra japa. But when Krishna sits, Krishna thinks, what kind of mantra can I sing? Because Krishna knows only one mantra. Krishna knows only one mantra. His mantra is 2 syllables only. Radha. Other than this mantra, he has not so much interest. So Krishna starting chanting the name of Radha instead of the mantra that he has received from the great sage. Krishna is doing also this meditation every morning. I was reading the other day in Shivara Maharaj's book, Navavraj Mahima. Maharaj is explaining the first time Krishna heard about Radha's name and the effect that had on Krishna. The first encounter, Krishna heard about Radha. And then he realized that her name was non different from her. So Krishna is himself also doing Sankirtan. And he came as Mahaprabhu in order to dive further into that experience of Nam Sankirtan. This is actually, we could say, maybe, I will add maybe, because I'm just guessing from my little fallen condition. I will have, maybe we could say this is the ultimate experience Krishna likes to have of chanting his holy name, of trying to fathom himself by chanting his own holy name. And in that experience, he becomes defeated. He becomes defeated. And because his own holy name is more merciful than himself. So he became, even Shamsundar became defeated by this chanting. Maybe, sometime I'm thinking this, maybe you didn't knew what will happen when you desired that you wanted to experience this bhava jyoti suvalitam, this mood of Radharani. Krishna stole, you know, the heart of Radharani, because he wanted to know what is her mood, what is the unlimited nature of her love. He wanted to know that. Svayam hinad bhuta madhuri ma kitisham vanaye. So Krishna wanted to experience that, but maybe he didn't knew what will happen to him. No, he didn't know. Because even though Krishna knows everything, at the same time, he also doesn't know everything. For the Leela, for the pastime, he has to not know everything. So he became indulged in an experience that was going further than what he was expecting to. This is Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is like a Shyamasundar who was being caught in something which was wider and deeper than what he was expecting. So he lost completely the control of the experience. Yes? Supreme Lord can lose control. And when the Supreme Lord lose control, what happens? Becomes some very extraordinary pastimes. This is the pastime of Mahaprabhu, mainly in Jagannath Puri. The land of Jagannath Puri is amazing. It's an amazing place where incredible reality was revealed to the world, or we will say, to the heart of a very sincere soul who accept to embrace in their life the mercy of the dear devotees of Mahaprabhu. Because, and I will end with this, in order to enter into the mystery of this divine Sankirtan that Mahaprabhu brought to us, we have to worship his devotees. The key that unlocks the treasure of the holy name is the worship of the devotees of Mahaprabhu. If you worship his devotees, then Krishna becomes captured. Because he himself cannot resist, you know. Shiva offered his obeisances. This is too much for Krishna, because his love for Shiva is so unlimited that he feels awkward when his devotee is offering him his obeisances. So he just lifts Mahadev and embraces him. No? So when you worship such personalities, then Krishna becomes also attracted by you. This is why we are worshipping the Vaishnavas. Ekaki amara nahi paye bhav. Harinam sankirtane. By our own strength, we have no chance to enter into the secret of the holy name. Tumi kripa
kori shraddha bindu diya.
Tumi kripa kori shraddha bindu diya. Deho Krishna namada. But the Vaishnavas, they have this treasure in their heart. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying in Sharanagati, this song, Kabehabe Bolo Se Dina Hamar, he said that I will get that nectar which is in the holy name, I will obtain it by touching the feet of those in whose heart that nectar is living. This is the way to catch the holy name. So if we accept the divine mercy that the Vaishnavas like Prabhupada or Bhaktisiddhanta or our Acharya, they have come to spread or share on earth, and we make them our life and soul, then we can hope that one day by the grace of Mahaprabhu, the secret of the holy name will unlock. And when we will chant, we will enter into another experience. Because that's the main thing, you know? Chanting means we are supposed to enter at some point into another reality by the chanting. So Harinam Ashram is the good place to do that, because Harinam is constantly going on and the place is very sacred, because Prabhupada lived there, and this is also the Dham of Radha Govinda, transcendental abode of Radha Govinda and Nimai Nitsai. So please allow me that one day, by your grace, I can somehow or other also enter into that reality, even though I am far from being qualified for that. But I know by your mercy this is possible, because you are dear devotees of Mahaprabhu, dancing and chanting all day long in his kirtan. So if you bless me, then my hope will increase. You know how to bless someone? You know how to give blessing to someone? You know? If I tell you, will you bless me after?
Yes.
No.
I can tell you at one condition that after you will bless me.
Okay.
If you want to bless someone, you pray to Gonitai and Radha Govinda in your heart, please give your mercy upon this person. This is the best way to bless. So thank you very much.
I have a question.
Yes.
So you were saying about, you know, how these books are not the first time they're written, like you're talking about Brihat Bhagavatam, but Prabhupada's, you know, commentary on the Bhagavatam, Shatan Shatam, that makes it like that. So does that mean that eternally it's like how Krishna is like going from one place to another in the material universe? Prabhupada and Taparampara, they're also going from one place to another in the universe and eternally opening back in that from the beginning?
Yes.
But do they ever get to, you know, be with Krishna and Vrindavan, be like Mahaprabhu and Navadvipa?
Yes, simultaneously.
Simultaneously.
They have different swarup. Narada Muni explained to Gop Kumar when he arrived in Dwaraka and he saw Narada Muni, Gop Kumar said to Dwaraka, "Hey Narada, I saw you on earth, then I saw you on Vaikuntha, then now I arrive in Dwaraka and you are here, so how is it possible?" And Narada Muni told him, "Actually, I saw you also on earth, and I saw you in Vaikuntha and also here. But you have to know that in the same way that the Supreme Lord, although one, is present in many different places by his different expansion, it is the same case for us, his close associate. We are present in different places, in different forms."
So these materials who come down, Nityasiddhas who come down to preach, they are so dear to Krishna, they have that potency that they can be with him in Vrindavan.
When Krishna comes down to spiritual world, it doesn't mean that Goloka becomes empty.
Yeah, always.
They are all simultaneously there in their eternal identity. And more than this.
More what?
More than this, because Krishna is present in many universes at the same time. And they are there also. in 22nd Avenue on 1st January 1966. Prabhupada gave one lecture. 1st January 1966. And he was explaining that when Krishna appears in this world, second number one starts. When second number one is finished and second number two starts, in another universe, Krishna appears and second number one starts. When second number two is finished and second number three starts, in the other universe, second number two starts, and in another universe, Krishna appears and second number one starts. Prabhupada explained that.
So it's like infinite.
So how many universes Krishna is present at the same time?
And so like if Jiva, who's like if you were saying has gotten Ashakti, takes birth in like in the womb in one womb of Vrindavan, does that mean that the Jiva would also be in second number two will be second number one of the universe? Like how does that
work? That I don't know. We enter into the realm where logic has no more place. This is Achintya Shakti. So by your brain you cannot enter into that domain. Something we can touch, but not very much. Okay? Shishi Gornitai.
Yeah.